time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning to all, and welcome to a rainy morning. Yeah, that rain is refreshing. In fact, too, it's warm. It's different when it's cold, and it makes you shiver. But this case, it's just warm and rain, and it's doing our grass and our gardens good. A lot of you don't have gardens, of course, but anything that's growing in your yard or anywhere else will certainly appreciate the rain. So, how are you all doing today? What's new? What's new in Marion today? Latest update on the fire over in Walnut Creek is the fact that they had a fire wall. You know, most buildings built today that house more than one unit needs to have, or maybe required to have, a fire wall. They did have a fire wall in this Amish flea market, and that meant that beyond the firewall, they suffered smoke and some water damage, but not fire damage. But the rest of the place really burned. So it's going to be a while before we have an Amish flea market open. Probably it would be next year at the least. All right. How many of you been to the Amish flea market? You know, they call it Amish flea market, but yet it's not really a flea market like you know a flea market. Like, speaking of flea markets, like the Tiffin flea market, nothing like that. No, this is a building that houses a lot of different merchants, but they call it a flea market. And as far as the Amish go, I don't know if there's very many Amish that have booths in that flea market to call it Amish flea market. Anyhow, Amish sells. Yes, indeed, Amish, the word Amish sells. Yeah, if you label anything Amish, it means it's pure and it's extra good. And, you know, anyhow, how are you all doing today? 7403-399-44. I haven't heard any other comment about the new striping downtown, so it must be widely accepted. And I notice they are repainting all the lines, parking spaces everywhere, putting in, painting curbs yellow. And that's, you know, that's good. And they're putting yellow where you can't park, and mainly at intersections of alleys and different places, too, that would block your view. And that's so important. When you pull out of a side street or an alley, you need to have a clear vision. And most of the time, you don't have that. 10:19's the time. And let's say there was talk about the Oak Street, the old Oak Street Elementary School. I know that school very well because I used to live one block away from it. And my Kathy, my oldest daughter, went to school there from first grade on. And I remember every Thanksgiving being in the media, I was called upon, as well as people from the Marion Star. And was there any other media? Just radio station and the Star. To give us a free Thanksgiving dinner every year. Mike Todd was the principal then, and he put on a little performance himself. He had the kids sing, and then he had a prayer written on the wall, the Thanksgiving prayer. And then he had, dressed like an old-timer and had a shotgun. And I've told this story before. One year, He had this shotgun over his shoulder. You know, it was just demonstrating what life that way back then. And a reporter from the Marion Star stepped up and said, "Sir, you can't have a gun in school. That's against the law." He said, "Not if you're the principal." I always remember that. That was so cute. And we always had a good time, a free meal, and a little bit of entertainment there for Thanksgiving at the Oak Street School, back before they tore one down and built another. Yeah, those were the old days. And then, I tell you what, I collected a bunch of bricks from the original Oak Street School, and I made a sidewalk out of them on Prospect Street in front of where I used to live in an apartment building there on Prospect, and I put a brick sidewalk out to the curb. And I'm sure it's still there, but it's probably sunk underneath the grass, and you might not be able to find it unless you poke down. So there's a bit of the Oak Street School, the original, still around as a sidewalk on North Prospect Street. Okay, and what else is new and what else is old? Yeah, we talk, you know, that is the thing. We are in an era where we keep remembering things of the past. How many things of the future have we thought or talked about? You know, when you think about it, we do have a future. Now, we've had a past. Now, it's brought out to me quite significantly about our past in that once we built the shovels, even that dredged out Lake Okeechobee in Florida and created a canal that would drain some of Okeechobee into the ocean. And those, I'm sure, were Marion Power shovels. And, you know, our shovels went everywhere, all over the world. But not anymore. We do not have, except for John Deere. John Deere makes heavy equipment for construction as well as farming. But the era of Marion steam shovels and power shovels and other companies seems to be over. At one time we had Galleon Iron Works. Galleon Iron Works produced road rollers, road graders. The Huber Manufacturing Company ended up making road graders that built a lot of our roads. And then they built I can't remember the title of it, but it was had a scarifier. In other words, you could build roads with it. It was a tractor, a heavy-duty construction-type tractor that had the scarifier that could build roads. And when the Huber Company was sold, a friend of mine bought all the blueprints because they had went to South Carolina or somewhere, and he went down there and got them and started building that scarifier once again. But he died, and that might be the end of that. But now what do you see out there in construction? What shovels do you see? Tamatsu? What else? Oh, just numerous. All made in China or Japan. Where are any, you know, other than John Deere and a few others, what's made in the United States? We've gone to our heavy-duty cranes and everything overseas. No more do we have Marion Power Shovel, of course. But it's kind of, yeah, you know, they do a good job, Tamatsu and or Komatsu. And then there's another one that, who is it that in the afternoon advertises this other brand I never heard of, but yet they're going, it's a foreign brand, but thank goodness they're going to build a construction plant in Detroit, I think. It's a real hard to say or pronounce word for this machinery, and it's supposed to be some of the top-notch machinery in the world for construction purposes. Okay, so it goes. So we all talk about the past, but let's talk about the future, too. You know, that's the main thing. You can't live on our past. That's done. Just look. For instance, the past would be most of the southwestern and western section of Marion City. The homes were occupied by people that worked at the shovel and elsewhere, the steel industries and so forth. But now, the people that work at Whirlpool come from all over, not only Marion, but just all over. I noticed in Bucyrus there's a great big beautiful suburb on the southwest side of that town that I hadn't seen before, but obviously those people drive to Marion. Some go to Timken and Bucyrus, but Marion offers a lot of employment for our companies that supply parts and pieces to the Honda company and a few other things. Oh my goodness. But the future is here, and the future is ahead of us. We got to think more about the future. Yes, it's nice to talk about the old stuff. Remember the old days downtown when you had all those restaurants and bars and other stores, and then the streetscape program came, eliminated parking to a great extent downtown, and that kind of ruined the downtown store business because it was at that very same time the stores moved out and went to the mall, and by being encouraged to go to the mall because of the parking situation that streetscape took away from us. Would we still have viable stores downtown? Probably not. The trend was to go to malls, but the malls are fastly fading because we have the big box stores now, Walmart, Target, and a few others that operate independently, Costco, the Walmart store where you can buy a membership to and all that. That has eliminated a lot of the mall business. So that, but that's the future. That's the way it goes. 10:27 is the time. And do any of you have anything on your mind you'd like to talk about today? Like to bring up about, oh, here's somebody. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, how are you doing today?
Hey, let me check. Okay, all right, yes.
How do you know? What did you check? Your oil?
Yeah.
Are you full or halfway full?
I'm about three quarters.
Okay, you'll do good. You can run high speed on three quarters full oil.
Oh, any day, yeah. Long, and two, if it's synthetic oil, I can go farther.
Oh my God, we gotta start using that, don't we, Charlie?
Oh yeah.
Why you asked the question why you don't talk about it. Well, that isn't too hard to figure out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. The wonderful tools, and I'm not very sincere about that, the internet and the texting and all that, they don't talk. They just send the messages through like that, and you push a button, and you get the instant stuff on the screens and everything. So there really isn't, truthfully, chat, talk anymore like there used to be. So,
except if you go to a doctor's office, half the people in there are talking to one another on their smartphones.
Well, yeah. And then if you're driving your car and they honk the horn, they're using the fingers and telling you other hands.
That's right, yeah.
But it's a sign language and a hand working thing that and the mouse and everything like that you use and all the carpal tunnel and you know, all this you get. Why it's amazing. And so I'm glad that I can still talk and yak, and I know I don't get through to too many people, but all the people I talk to is about the same caliber as I am, so we really enjoy ourselves yet today.
Yeah, hey, I tell you, if you want to have some fun, something different, come downtown and park by the county building.
Oh, I already went through there. Remember I called in and told you about that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All the people was there, and I, you know, since you mentioned that, I'll just tell you what the situation was.
Yes.
All the people were there. They already painted the lines. They were gathering things up, and they were getting out. As I was leaving, the guy said, this is going to be back-end parking.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, that's a joke. And then, by golly,
it
I went to Old Carroll. I said, I'm going down there again and see how many people's parking there.
Yeah, they've got signs up.
Big signs and all that jazz up there. And yeah. But you know what? Those lines don't mean diddly poop because...
okay, hey, I'm going to break, Ted. Call me.
And all that.
Call me back.
2 or 3 inches of snow in the snow.
From NBC News.
Call me back after the break.
Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira. Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and Ted, if you'd like to call back. One thing that I'm concerned with, well, not really concerned with, on television to say buzz driving is drunk driving. How many people go around saying, hey, that's buzz driving out there in the street? Where did they get that term buzzed driving? Am I missing something in this age? How many people go around talking about buzzed driving? Buzz driving, according to commercials, means drunk driving. Well, I'm sure, yeah, if you're buzzed. But how many use that term, buzzed? 10:32 is the time. 740-383-9944. I've got a good one. I've got zoo tickets and Zumbezi Bay to give away today, if you like. You know, the Zumbezi Bay is still good for a while. And the zoo tickets are good all the time. And I bet no one out there can tell me the name of the wife of Julius Caesar. I just see that from my notes from a year ago. I have the wife of Julius Caesar written down for a question. Did I ever get the answer? I don't know. Can you name the wife of Julius Caesar? How many really cares? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I was trying to get a hold of the business line and somebody. You're on the internet. You're coming through interference, skipping noise.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have Scott crawl up the tower and do some adjustments.
Oh, or something. I don't know whether it's on the servers or how it works, but
yeah.
Sounding kind of makes it difficult to hear.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you're listening on radio or the internet?
Internet.
Okay, internet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame. I know I was listening on the radio, and every now and then we skipped a beat or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It may have to do with the way they changed parking on West Center Street.
Yes, I bet the zig, it got the wrong zag in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And it ended up with a U-turn.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, nobody's hit the tree yet into the, or backed into the tree, I hope.
Well, time will tell. You know, the length they make these big trucks anymore.
Yeah.
It's just
hey, that's
easy.
Right. You back a truck down there and you block the sidewalk.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Of course you.
Well, at any rate, hey, people. We still have tickets for the wonderful reception Friday the 13th for the Wings and Wheels. And it's going to be something you're really going to be, really, if you miss it, you're going to feel bad. It's an incredible event we've got going. So visit our website, wingswheelsmarion.org. Yesterday, we were very fortunate. Your listeners called and... we've got some of your listeners going to be coming out to that event and having a heck of a good time.
Excellent. That's good to hear because, yeah, it is. It's a great get-together in the big hangar number 12.
Well, and you know, to meet Dr. Harold Brown, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen.
That's right.
He's a man who made history, and he can tell you firsthand what it was like. And we're hoping to have a table of World War II veterans there for this as well.
Great, great. So if anyone knows a World War II veteran, too, and they'd like to do him a favor, buy him a ticket. Have him come out.
Well, the World War II veterans are our guests.
Oh, really?
That's
Ooh,
right.
Oh, wow.
They are our guests.
Uh-huh.
And,
excellent.
You know, the rest of the folks, hey, for a, you know, $50 donation, and that's going to get you a lot of fantastic food. It's going to get you the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, there's only 150 tickets. One lucky ticket holder will win or will be chosen to take a flight in that P-51 Mustang, and that's a good half-hour flight.
That would be something, yeah.
Thrill of a lifetime, great food, military aircraft, the two Osprey aircraft from the Marines, the Black Hawk helicopter, and we're still waiting to hear what kind of aircraft that the Ohio National Guard will be bringing in.
Right, yes.
And the mobile theater will be there, and it's just going to be an incredible 2 hours. It'll be money well spent, and you will really be glad you did. And I guarantee you will be salivating in anticipation of next year's reception.
And then you can come the next day, too, for the
fly-in.
The big, yep. Yeah, the fly-in, yeah.
Fly-in, we have a ceremony saluting POWs and MIAs starting at 11. And then we have a groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, for the new airport.
Getting its new terminal.
Oh, okay.
There'll be plane rides. There'll be drone races. So much stuff going on out there. So bring the family, bring the kids, grandparents, bring the grandkids. Your kids will love you forever.
We're going to have ride-taker or givers back this year, like, say, a helicopter?
Helicopter rides, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We have a fellow who trains the police department in Columbus, and we also have the Columbus Police Department's helicopter.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to have the Ohio Highway Patrol helicopter there, and MedFlight, and... this year, we're rich in helicopters.
Well, that's great.
So
yeah.
It's going to really be something. We've got an incredible, it's called a Motoglide. It's a powered glider or sailplane. It has an 82-foot wingspan.
82-foot wingspan.
That's right.
Wow.
So it's something to see. People are just going to go, wow. Of course, too, we are a nonprofit, and we support other nonprofits. We have dialysis, the Marion Area Dialysis,
yes.
The car show for dialysis will
right.
be there, too. So all you folks want to show off your car, they have registration there starting at 10, and 3 o'clock will be the trophies. So there's something for everyone out there. Food trucks. We have a food truck coming in from Pickerington. Shark Tato. And then they're going to have shaved ices, and they have a bar. So kids can, after they get their cup of shaved ice, they can go through that bar and put on in whatever flavors they want.
Oh, okay, sure. Sounds good. All right.
Sounds really good. If Mother cooperates again this year, we'll have a great event. But
okay.
The big one... The VIP fundraising reception is Friday the 13th. Get online to wingswheelsmarion.org and get your ticket, because you're going to be in possibly a thrill of a lifetime if you're the holder of the ticket for that flight in that P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, that'd be something. Wow.
Will be.
Okay.
And, of course, you and Jeff Ruth are going to be there on Saturday the 14th, kind of giving color commentary and helping people find their way around.
Yeah.
And
we got to find some food for Jeff.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Jeff is going to, geez, hey,
well,
he's putting on some pounds there.
Yeah, I hope he can come back from wherever he is in Europe or South America.
he was in Las Vegas the last, wasn't he?
I think somewhere around, yeah.
You had surf and turf. It looked like king crab legs.
Wherever Delta flies, you'll find Jeff.
Wow. That guy is definitely a globetrotter.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get too much jet lag.
He's in an enviable position.
Yeah. But we're going to have a vehicle for you and Jeff to tool around.
That's
and,
great.
Hopefully the wireless mic will work, so you won't be in just one place. And for once, you will be able to enjoy the flying.
Yes. Yes, okay.
So, it'd be great. So,
yep.
Everybody, hey, get to that VIP reception. You'll be glad you did.
Okay. We still have tickets here, I take it.
Yes, I understand there are some tickets there that you can get at WWGH in the lower level.
Just drop down on us.
Hearing
yeah.
Center.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good
so
enough.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
So let's keep our fingers crossed. Good weather.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, Terry. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, 10:41's the time, and how are you doing out there? Yeah, we've got tickets you can pick up here for that evening session on the 13th, which sounds really great. You know, the lady on television, what was her name? Her dad was in the Tuskegee Airmen. Well, we're going to have one of the last Tuskegee Airmen at that big reception there on the 13th. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is Julius Caesar's spouse name is Cornelia?
If that's close. Close enough. It was Calpurnia.
Oh.
And what would you like for a prize today? A zoo ticket or a Zumbezi Bay?
Let me get a Zumbezi Bay, Charlie.
Okay. All right. Well, what is your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, Ryan.
All righty.
Okay. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, there's Ryan. He wins a couple of tickets to Zumbezi Bay today. Okay, let me write that down. Today is the 21st day of the year. Anyone else got anything you'd like to pass along or ask? You know, back in another era when I was on the air, I went through a whole session, or quite a few sessions, of talking to ladies who had been one-room school teachers. And I'm sure they've all passed away by now. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and I'm almost 60, but buzz driving
yes.
is when you were driving and you were smoking some weed.
Oh, really?
That's buzz driving,
oh,
Charlie.
That's what they say is drunk driving, huh?
No, that's drunk driving's when you drink booze.
Okay.
Buzz driving's when you're smoking weed.
Okay.
You ever smoke weed, Charlie?
No, I never. Well, the only weeds I ever smoked, really, if you go out in the fall, you can pull these tall weeds out of the ground, and they're kind of hollow inside, and I used to smoke those. Oh, Lord, burn my tongue.
Did you buzz drive then?
I wasn't old enough to drive then.
Ah, oh, that's funny. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Buzz driving, okay, all right. I guess so. If you're under the influence of the weed, you're buzzing all right, that's for sure. Yeah, when I was growing up, they didn't, I way in the background, maybe in another, behind some closed doors, people were smoking dope or weed, but that was never a subject until it was in, what, the latter years of high school, heard about it. Because when I was in high school, the major thing there was drinking beer, really, or trying to go to some beer joint where they would accept you even though you were underage. Anybody remembers that? Oh, no, you wouldn't know. I could tell you the names of the place that used to accept you. Not necessarily here, but elsewhere. 10:45 is the time. You're listening to WWGH, and we're here in Marion, Ohio. And we'll be here until noon today. Shortly after noon, I meet with my class of 1952. Woo, we've been around, Scott. When President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and certainly, if you're going downtown and parking by the county building, be very careful when you stop and back up into those parking places. If you know where you're going and you guide your car correctly between the other two in the parking place, or if there's none others on either side, make sure you go right down, smack dab down the middle of that parking place, and that you stop in time, that you don't go up over the curb. It's, you know, just skilled driving. That's what it is. But boy, we're getting all the curbs painted and everything looks bright. And I noticed today coming in, and it's for years and years the same. There's an area on Mount Vernon Avenue that always floods. You know, it extends, depending on how much it rains. I don't know if there's any, must not be any drains there. But it's, I can't remember, you know, just what, I know where it's at. On Mount Vernon Avenue on the north side of the street. Maybe you know too. Every year when it rains, apparently it doesn't drain. 10:47 is the time, and how are you doing today? Do I have another prize I could give away? Sure. What would it, a good question be? Who is the famous chess champion of years ago? The famous chess champion of years ago. Remember, he was in, what country was it? It was one of those countries way up there in the north. Northeast, you might say. What was his name? Well, his first name was Bobby. I'll give you that much of a hint. Bobby whom, or who? Bobby who? The famous chess champion. Okay. And what else? In Detroit, the famous bridge that leads from Detroit to Canada has a name. What is the name of it? What's the name of that big bridge? And they're going to build another one, by the way. That bridge isn't enough, so they're going to build another one to Canada. So how many of you have been to Canada lately? What do you need and where do you get it? Your passport to Canada. What does it consist of, and where? How much would it cost, and where do you get it? I'd just like to go over to Canada again sometime and see a different part of the world. Not very far away. Isn't that something? We are mighty, what, about 70 miles away from Canada, where we're at right here in Marion? No, a little more than 70, yes. It's 70 to Sandusky. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You said some chess guy, his name is Bobby Fischer?
Yeah, Bobby Fischer, yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Hey, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, you got a zoo ticket?
Yes, I sure do. Okay, and what's your name?
Harry Klein, K-L-I-N-E.
Okay, Harry Klein. I went to school with the Klein family in Bucyrus.
No, not the same coins.
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, Harry. Thanks.
Hey, where are you located?
Oh, yeah. We're on, you know where Lee's Famous Chicken is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go, there's one door between Lee's and us, and we're below the Beltone Hearing Aid Company.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you pulled in back, come down the stairs, and here we are.
All right.
Okay. All right, Harry.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I knew a lot of clients in my life. I knew a client that he had passed away that used to own the hotel we stayed in Pennsylvania for years and years. In fact, I have a two-wheel push cart that a client sold me. It's about 200 years old, still sitting in my barn, waiting to have somebody come along and use it. I once pushed a man. He was, what was he? I know, a city official or worked for Kennedy Ford or something. I pushed a man in that two-wheel push cart from north of town, clear across to Kennedy Ford, years ago in the Christmas parade. Oh, boy. It brings back memories. 10:51. And 10:51's the time, and how are you doing today? Okay, Bobby Fischer, yeah, that was a highly publicized tournament that he won to become the big champion. And I'm sure since then there's been another champion. All right, now the name of the bridge that goes from Detroit over to Canada. Is it Toronto? What's the name of the town when you go across that bridge? What's the name in Canada? You and then, is it Toronto? I can't remember. I don't think I've ever gone across that bridge. 740-383-9944. What's the name of the bridge to Canada from Detroit? All right. And there was a man in Detroit, too, that had a pizza shop that grew and grew and grew. What's the name of his pizza shop? 740-383-9944. And this man had passed away last year and gave away most of his money. He was a big charitable person. My goodness. He made a lot of money selling pizza. Who was he? What's the name of his company? It still is going full blast. 10:52 is the time. Yes, Calpurnia, the wife of Julius Caesar. I wonder what did her in. Okay, and here's another. What Marion Company was founded in 1934? That was the year I was born. What Marion Company was founded in 1934? Yeah, that's a Marion story. 1934. The company, though, originally was from Michigan. Now figure that one out. 10:53 is the time, and it's the 22nd day of August. My goodness, in less than a month, we'll be at the airport. Wow. Oh, wow. And like I say, today I meet with my class of 1952. That was what? How many years ago? 58 years? 68 years ago we graduated? Somewhere around there. Can you imagine? And a lot of us are still alive. Not all of us are in A1 shape, but we're still around. 10:53 and a half. It's interesting to have been known kids, you know, in school and have known them through the business part of their life or the earnings part of their life. And now all of us are retired somewhat, except this guy talking. He's not retired. He's just messing around. Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday.
Fred.
I had to go out of town unexpectedly and didn't get back until in the afternoon.
Okay.
So maybe we can catch up next week.
Sure.
Hey, you're looking for, that's the Ambassador Bridge, and the town is Windsor.
Oh, Windsor, yeah.
Yeah, Windsor, yeah. Windsor, Ontario.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Home of the... I don't know, there's some casino or something up there, I think.
That's
over in Windsor.
Right.
Plus, there's a university over there.
Yeah, very popular casino. I've never been there, but I've heard people talk about it.
Years and years ago, when I had the Sycamore Grasshoppers, we played a vintage baseball game at Greenfield Village. And they had just opened that casino, and a bunch of the guys wanted to go over, and we went over that night when they were just opening it. And I remember, the only thing I really remember about it was standing in line around the block just to get in because it was brand new, you know, and so popular.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened. I knew it was my Wednesday, but had a friend that needed some assistance, and I had to go to Delaware and didn't get back until about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Well, so. We're pliable.
I'm sorry.
We're pliable. We can.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can catch up to you next week. Do you have anybody coming next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday?
You know?
No. No, you're more than welcome.
Well, let me take a look at my calendar and see. Yeah. I know we've got an upcoming trip to Detroit, and I'm not sure whether that's next week or the week after. But I'll give you a call off air, and we can figure it out.
By the way. What does it take to get to Canada for a passport?
What's that?
What does it take to get you in Canada?
Well, they have what they call, for lack of a better term, I'll call it an abbreviated passport. It allows you to go to Canada and Mexico, and it's a little bit cheaper than what a regular passport would cost, and it takes a little less time to get it.
Ah, okay.
So you can get into Canada with one of those. Without it, you can't go, obviously.
Wow. Where do you apply for that?
The post office used to be handling all of them, but I think they're getting out of that business, so you'll have to go to the clerk of courts.
Okay, very good.
Yep. All right.
All
right, Charlie, I'll talk to you soon. I'll give you a call home here later in the week, and we'll figure out what day I can come in.
Okay, Fred. Very
good.
All right,
have a good one.
Okay, bye. Okay, Fred Malone. All right. It's now 10:56. Every time I think of Fred, I think of the, what was the guy's name that you had the radio show? The Malone. Yeah, boy. Years ago, and then the guy that sold the animal feed in Marion, his name was Malone. Yeah, Malone's the name. What was the first name? Well, anyhow, 10:57 right now. We're coming up to 11 o'clock. We're about to break. And I was glad to see so many people calling in to Scott. And that's what we've been waiting to have developed for you people out there to call in and, you know, talk about whatever you like to talk about. We're open. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, tell Charlie, today's the 22nd, not the 23rd.
Oh, it is the 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, is this Charlie?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like you.
Oh, yeah, well, it's me.
Hey, I'm having a yard sale next Saturday, the 30th of August.
Oh, really?
On the corner of Bennett and Clinton.
Bennett and Clinton, that's way out there.
Yeah, it's on the west side.
What kind of goodies do you have?
What kind of goodies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a couple other guys going to bring some stuff.
Oh, okay.
And if anybody wants to set up a stand, they can give me a call at 740-751-8025.
Okay.
And I should have some of them water, I call them they're like a white big barrel. They're square. You've seen them around. They haul different things in them.
Oh, really?
They hold like 300 gallons of water, and they've got a valve in the bottom of them.
A square barrel.
Yeah, they got metal around them. They're a tub. They're like a big tub.
Yeah.
But they hold 300 gallons.
Boy, you can fill that with beer and oh, my.
I don't think you'd walk, though. Anyway, you take this 2-inch valve at the bottom and get a reducer, and you reduce it down to a garden hose size.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then you can use it in your garden if you get it filled.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Rain barrel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rain trough, like.
Okay.
And, I'm going to have some of them, I know.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know exactly what all.
I got a rain barrel at my house.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked to Scott earlier and told him, you know, like, since Jeff ain't on no more, that radio.
Yes, yes.
And he said, well, people can call in. I said, you know, even if they call in, you know, Jeff took down numbers and stuff so people could call him back. Well, don't do that. That's a lot of work.
Oh, yes.
If they call in, they better have a pen and pencil and write the number down so they can call somebody,
for
you
sure.
know?
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Okay.
But today's the 22nd, not the 23rd, so if you got to meet somebody, the 23rd.
Did I say the 23rd, huh?
Yep. That should be tomorrow.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks.
Okay, Chuck.
Okay. All right. It's now 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. WWGH 107.1.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The first time? Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time? What's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, well, he came back to